As your director of education, Noreen, I have to say the first thing that I noticed is that a lady from landlocked Tipperary having such an interest in the sea is a bit unusual.
Yeah, I suppose it is really. I grew up on a farm, and I was really lucky that my dad is very nature friendly, nature conscious. So we and being very aware of the nature around us. So I always loved nature. And then the great excitement of when we would actually get to visit the beach. We used to visit Tremore, and as we came over the hill, just the memories are just so powerful. And just as I went through college doing ecology, just projects I worked on brought me down kind of the marine road, so to speak, and has led me to where I am now, which I'm very lucky and very grateful for.
And you have a wide-ranging programme of education at the Atlantic Aquarium, at the aquarium in Galway, in Salt Hill, Noreen. One of the fascinating things that I took notice of was your encouragement to young people to consider marine broadcasting.
Yeah, I'm so lucky at the aquarium. All the team are really, Mr. Liam Toomey, who owns the aquarium now, he's very open to us working with other organisations and collaborating. And, so when we were doing the Marine Broadcaster event, it was run with Creative Ireland and the National Parks and Wildlife Service. And that was just, it was an incredible opportunity to get, we brought this project online so that people could get involved with making little short marine videos from home or by the shore, depending on their situation where they were located. The scope was really open for children to talk about their feelings, talk about how they felt when they went to the shore, talk about biodiversity. It was a really lovely experience, and we got some really nice videos from families and children around Ireland for the event.
Did it indicate a lot of interest then amongst young people in the whole maritime sector?
I think so. I think it's a really captivating subject. Like, I've been working in the area of marine education, kind of both formal and informal, now for over 10 years, and there's very few children, and I say even adults that I've met at events, who aren't interested in some area of the marine. I mean, there's so much scope there. There's so many things you can talk about. But children are really interested generally and really fascinated by the incredible ocean we have around Ireland.
Another aspect of your work, and the one you're very involved in, is the IOLN network, which you're providing a lot of secretarial backup for at the aquarium. What's that all about, that network, Noreen?
Yeah, so again, really, really lovely experience. The network was formed back in 2016. I'm not sure, Tom, if you remember a day in a hotel in Dublin, which was run by Aqua TT at the end of Sea Change. Yeah, so that's what the network actually came out of. It was one of the recommendations at the end of that project was that there be an all-Ireland network of people who are passionate about the ocean, wanted to create this ocean literacy kind of champions around the island of Ireland. And the Marine Institute provided, a small amount of kind of funding to fund a secretariat to keep the network going. So the network has grown over the last couple of years. We were really delighted to take on the secretariat role just over a year and a half ago. And we now have over 100 members and over 40 organisations part of it. And we've just connected to a couple of kind of platforms then, which are within Europe as well. So things like EU for Ocean and the Ocean Literacy, the first Ocean Literacy Summit, which was held back in June with UNESCO. We helped in organising that.
And it's very much a group for discussion, exchange of news. And it's not strictly a lobbying group, obviously.
No, not at all, not at all. It's about communication. It's about communication. We just help bring people together.
Advancing that whole concept, as you say, about talk, is the Islands Virtual Summit, the second one, this global summit you're involved in now.
The wonderful thing about the Virtual Island Summit, and it's in the second year of running, is that because it's virtual and it's it's done online. So the Virtual Island Summit had 4,000 people attend last year from all around the world, and this year their target is 10,000. It's a free event for people to register and to join in the conversation on. There's going to be themes throughout the week which are looking at the different sustainable development goals, but focused on islands, so sustainable island communities, large islands and small islands for the future. And we're delighted actually that one of the first speakers to be announced was Grace O'Sullivan in the European Parliament. There'll be over 100 speakers at the event itself between the 7th and the 13th of September this year.
And how do people register if they want to take part, Noreen?
If they go onto the internet and if you find the, if you just actually Google Virtual Island Summit, or the website is islandinnovation.co, but if you Google Virtual Island Summit, it'll be the first thing that will come up for you, and you can just go in there and you can register, and as it is free to register, and then you can, you know, you can, the agenda will be coming out, a draft agenda will be coming out next week, and you can have a look and see what sessions you want to join in on then, and you can just pop in and out as you want.